It's a record that there's no medal for. 94 new cases of COVID in the community. 87 of those are in Auckland and 7 in Waikato. It is the highest daily case count the country has recorded since COVID landed in New Zealand. The previous record was 89 in April last year. Another number that is concerning for health officials is 183. That's the number of unlinked cases in the past 14 days. More than 45% of people infected during the fortnight are Māori. More on that later. And confirmation today, COVID has spread to Waiheke, the first ever case there. Here's our political editor, Jane Patterson.
87 of the cases reported today are in Auckland and 7 in Waikato. The new cases in Waikato are all linked. 38 people are in hospital, with 5 in either ICU or a high dependency unit. The Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern offering some reassurance.
I know the highs and lows of cases. It's incredibly hard on people, particularly those in Tamaki Makaurau. But I just wanted to reinforce again that we're not powerless. We do have the ability to help keep cases as low as we can. Now, I spent a bit of time talking about that yesterday, but just a reminder again, the cases that we're seeing in Auckland right now are not confined to one part of Auckland. They are across 124 suburbs.
She says some of the cases have resulted from breaches of the rules.
I can tell you that 39 of our cases today are household or contacts of existing cases. So you'd expect that relative proportion. We do know that some of the cases we have today are from social gatherings. And as I've already said, from some of the analysis that our teams on the ground have done in the past, they've identified that one of the significant contributing factors are those social indoor gatherings.
The Director General of Health, Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, also revealed 84 positive cases over 55 households are being allowed to self-isolate at home under strict conditions.
Factors such as a person, whether they live in a residence that allows them and their household to isolate safely away from others, ensuring that they have good phone and internet access, that they can use their own transport to safely access a testing centre when testing is required, that they're happy and comfortable to isolate at home.
Dr. Bloomfield also said today people 12 years and older who are severely immune compromised will now receive a third primary vaccine dose. He also gave reassurances about the safety of the vaccine for pregnant women, encouraging them to get vaccinated at any stage. Tomorrow, the COVID-19 Response Minister Chris Hipkins will discuss MIQ settings and will give an update on schools.